Onondaga County and school districts are working on ways to keep the COVID-19 infection rate low while also getting as many children back into school buildings as possible this fall. In his Monday briefing, County Executive Ryan McMahon says he's talked to most superintendents who are on board with a testing plan.
We would test the employees, all of them. And then with capacity, we look at some of the high school kids, more socially active. And then we come up with a strategy with the health department, sampling, testing in classrooms during the year.
That's for elementary school students. McMahon says that's on top of usual protective measures of masks and hand sanitizer. The county's infection rate is less than 1%, which he says is low enough to safely hold classroom learning. McMahon says children have had a very low infection rate to begin with.
The percentage of how many elementary age kids that have gotten it out of our 3,300 plus cases, I believe, is under 1%. And when you trace back how they got this virus, it was basically from mom and dad. So that does not mean that they can't get it from another kid. And that does not mean they can't spread it.
McMahon says they're using local data to guide their decisions, not isolated cases from other states. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will announce later this week on what terms that schools can reopen. But he put the responsibility for the details back on schools, saying they need to better respond to the concerns of parents. Cuomo says he won't okay a school reopening plan that isn't safe. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.